Shakespeare's memory. There are devotees of Goethe, of the Eddas, of the late song of the Nibelungen. My fate has been Shakespeare. And it still is, though in a way that no one could have foreseen, no one save one man. Daniel Thorpe, who has just recently died in Pretoria. There is another man, too, whose face I have never seen. My name is Hermann Sergel. The curious reader may have chanced to leaf through my Shakespeare chronology, which I once considered essential to a proper understanding of the text. It was translated into several languages, including Spanish. Nor is it beyond the realm of possibility that the reader will recall a protracted diatribe against an emendation inserted by Theobald into his critical edition of 1734, an emendation which became, from that moment on, an unquestioned part of the canon. Today I am taken a bit aback by the uncivil tone of those pages, which I might almost say were written by another man. In 1914 I drafted, though I never published, an article on the compound words that the Hellenist and dramatist George Chapman coined for his versions of Homer. In forging these, though Chapman himself did not realize it, he carried English back to its Anglo-Saxon origins, the Ursprung of the language. It never occurred to me that Chapman's voice, which I have now forgotten, might one day be so familiar to me. A scattering of critical and philological notes, as they are called, signed with my initials, complete, I believe, my literary biography. Perhaps it might be permitted me to include an unpublished translation of Macbeth, which I began in order to distract my mind from the thought of the death of my brother, Otto Julius, who fell on the Western Front in 1917. I never finished translating the play. I came to